It's another edition of Austin Packer Football Rewind here on available exclusively on my AustinMinnesota.com. I'm Jason Brandt, News and Sports Director here at AM 1480 KEUS, and always glad to have with us, and I really appreciate his time, the head coach of the Austin Packers, and that, of course, is Ed Schmidt, and unfortunately a finale for this 2022 season for Austin Packer Football Rewind as the Packers falling in a tough one Tuesday night to the Century Panthers over in Rochester. And Ed, as always, a pleasure and a treat to have you with us. And we were talking before we came on the air here. Kind of seems like in the regular season game against Century, it was that blocked field goal that was ran back for a touchdown that kind of turned things in their direction. But the game on Tuesday night, very much a 4-5 matchup, a very evenly played game between the two teams. And it just kind of came down to, you know, a little thing here or a little thing there, and then some penalties. But unfortunately, those little things kind of added up in a really tough 2-point loss.
Yeah, there was, you know, calls kind of going both ways here and there, and I had a parent yesterday tell me that he figured that we were on the short end of that, but I'm not one to blame anything on officials or anybody else. Before the game, before every game, I tell the players that this is not about the opposing team, this is about us. So we'll take that one on the chin. Whether it was a missed block here or there, we had several opportunities to take control of that game and come out on top.
Yeah, and but I thought this was the case all season long, that the fighting spirit of your team really shone through. That like you said, it's sometimes it's easy to unfortunately let those little things build up and you get frustrated and then things really go south on you. But that wasn't the case. Your team kept battling through adversity and obviously trying to come back and I would say that was the case all season long, that when things were down for the squad, that they came fighting back. And that sounded like it was very much evident after the game that the guys were obviously very down, but nothing to hang their heads about.
Absolutely not. Yeah, the whole year, that's probably in fact, I had someone from the yearbook already contact me about asking certain questions, and one was, what's your biggest accomplishment, one thing that you're very, very proud about. And my answer was the way the team competed the whole year. We mm-hmm. never ever gave up on any game, whether it was Mankato West and going through that game down to our last game. There was no sulking. It was keep fighting, keep scratching, and I'm very, very proud of that with this team.
Yeah, and that's all you can ask for, Ed, that the guys keep, just like you just said, fighting and scalling and or clawing and scratching, and that's exactly what they did. And kind of looking back at the season a little bit here with this group of seniors, it's going to be sad to not see Jack Lang throwing the ball to the likes of Manny Guy and others here, and then you look at plays like Kenny Cabine made recovering an onside kick on Tuesday night, just the tip of the iceberg there. Just I guess my point is just a really good group of seniors that really led by example all season.
Yeah, I mean it's the next day I went down to the field house to open it up to get some clothes for the kids that. For the players to take home and wash and get ready to return in. And, you sit there and you just kind of, think, gosh darn it, we should be practicing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want the year to end. And, I honestly can say that this is one of those years that it went quick, but I wasn't, there's some years when you're down a little bit and you're like, okay, it's time to end this thing and, mm-hmm. Put it out of the misery. But I never ever had that feeling. I enjoyed every single day with these guys. Kind of a fun thing. And this is what I told the seniors at the end of the game was this was the first group of freshmen that came in under when I came in as the head coach. So mm-hmm. This is my fourth year with them, and just not only good football players but just great young men. Parents have done a phenomenal job raising them. You mentioned Jack Lang, just a great kid. Couldn't ask for a nicer kid. just a competitor, you know, wants the best for his team, doesn't care about his own stats, doesn't, you know, he's not a me guy, and you can't ask for anything better than a quarterback. Tommy Fritz missing his junior year, coming back this year.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Kenny Cabean. I mean, Kenny's one of those kids that if you say, hey, we need you at running back, Kenny would give his best effort to do anything he can to help the team out. And just, you know, and then Manny Guy, 147 pounds. You know, yeah. not a big guy, but that guy plays both ways and never wants to come off the field, always wants to be in there, wants, you know, the ball under the pressure. And again, I can go on and on with all the seniors that we have. Mm-hmm. We probably don't have time in the segment here.
But yeah, that's just a great group of guys, and a lot to look forward to here next year, Ed, with the likes of Peyton Ransom and Isaac Osgood and Sam Winkles and Toby Holtz, just some of the names that spring to mind, and others I apologize I'm probably missing. But, you know, there's a lot of good guys here ready to step in and take over some more roles next season.
Yep, Toby's a senior, so we'll
my mistake.
Him,
okay,
him yeah. Unfortunately. But yeah, Isaac Osgood, Peyton Ransom. You know, Peyton led our team with interceptions. We had 6 this year, which is, you know, pretty good.
That's a lot of picks
for yeah. 9 games.
Yeah.
And Peyton actually came into the year late because he wasn't sure if he wanted to play football. So you know, my message to him is you know, we're so happy you decided to come out. And hopefully he gets here in the summertime, because he's a great athlete, he's a great baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably his first love. You know, may have an opportunity to play some college baseball. So, but another kid that's just so good at the sport, you know, the sky's the limit for him. The same with Isaac Osgood. I mentioned those two kind of being the. You have the Dumb and Dumber analogy with the Harry and Lloyd, where they fight all the time, but they really, really push each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I had more guys like them that mm-hmm. want to be the best and want to compete against the best. So, you know, you got a guy like Dakota Redrath coming back. He was one that last year didn't play last year also because of a knee injury from another sport. So, you know, you're looking at him. He played safety for us,
mm-hmm.
Had some interceptions. May get an opportunity at quarterback next year. He was kind of our backup this year, and you know, we're excited to see what we got. We got other guys that coming around. We'll be depth is going to be a big issue next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got 8 or 9 juniors only that will come back, and then 8 or 9 sophomores that will be coming back. So you know, you're talking 16 to 18 guys. For your varsity team next year, that's just that's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So my message to the freshmen was, you know, get in there and train because you may get a chance next year just to prove that you deserve to be on the varsity roster also.
Yeah, they could
We mentioned Sam Winkles. Sam played, you know, middle linebacker in my opinion, the toughest district in 5A football.
Yeah, all agreed, and, yes.
Held his own, you know. You know, he knows what he's doing. He knows the defense now, so you know, sky's the limit for him as a sophomore coming in. Cale Tupi is another sophomore
yeah.
that got a lot of playing time on defense. Another big, strong guy that again could play linebacker. He's kind of played some safety for us,
and he's going to be doing your kicking and punting probably next year too.
Yeah, he's got a great chance for it. You know, that's something we'll work towards. You know, losing Joe, that's going to hurt a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, unless we can find another. Young soccer player that's interested in kicking for us on Friday night. So, but yeah, you like I said, it's not great that we're turning the page here, but you know, eventually things come to an end, and you gotta do that.
Yeah, and just kind of lastly here, Ed, was that kind of your message to the guys that hey, you know, you know, like you just were saying, like to the freshmen, you could see a lot of playing time as sophomores next year, but just you know, to you know, basically, I guess the message not to, you know, just put the football down, you know, unfortunately here in October, and don't pick it up again until say August of next year. That you know, we got to keep our nose to the grindstone, and you know. get in the weight room, things like that, to compete for next year? Was that part of your message to the team after the gamer?
My message has been that, you know, since 4 years ago when I came in as the head coach, you know, I went and talked to the seventh and eighth graders that had their football banquet this year and, you know, asked parents for their help with that, and just saying that this is not just for football. You know, lifting weights is, you know, it's proven that it's going to help you in all shapes of life.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, it helps with injury prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps with, you know, just your psychological well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps in other sports.
I was just going to say, it helps them in other sports, too, that they might play, yeah.
And that's, you know, I'm not one of those coaches that say it's football 24/7. I want all these, any participant in football, I want them playing other sports. I want them in hockey, wrestling, basketball, baseball, track, you know, whatever, swimming, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Go do that sport, because you only get a short time.
Yeah.
You know, that's the hardest part is, you know, some of these, players are going to be realizing that they're going to wake up and they're going to be, you know, school is going to be over with, high school, and they're going to say, man, now it's, and I got some college, and then the adult stuff isn't as fun as people make it sound.
No, it's not. I was just saying, you wake up one fine day and you're old like me, and you're wishing that you were back at that time and competing and playing, you know, and like you said, yeah, it's all way too short. And but, you know, like you said, though, that well-rounded individuals, and obviously that's what your program produces, is that, you know, they're going to go out in the world and, you know, they're going to be, you know, good people and good dads and things like that, and that's obviously what you're shooting for, and you've installed that culture.
That's the biggest thing. That's what I tell people, that you know, if you're looking for outcomes, you're looking at just wins and losses, then I may not be your coach. I may not be the one that you want. You want you know, players to be good people and do things the right way, I'm your guy. I will fight and, you know, scratch and claw right with those guys to put them in a better position for life, you know, try to show them right from wrong and, you know, what hard work is. And,
yeah, exactly.
Earning things and not just getting them, given, you know, not given to you. So,
yeah,
that's always been my biggest message. And, you know, we'll keep doing it as long as they'll have us.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's the way it should be, and that's the way it should be with everybody, Ed. And Ed, always a pleasure. Again, always, you know, bittersweet, and we have to talk here at the end of a season. But nonetheless, always a joy and a treat and a pleasure and an honor for myself and everybody here at KUS to be a part of Austin Packer football every season. And obviously, that's the case again here this year. Thanks so much to you, your staff, and obviously your players for being so accessible and just really good people to work with, and that's the biggest thing. And again, thanks a ton for another really fun season of Austin Packer football, and talking with us here on Austin Packer Football Rewind and on the pregame shows here on the KUS. It's just fantastic, and again, appreciate your time all season long, and we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. It's always, again, when I say it's always a pleasure, I'm not just saying that you know, to be a nice guy. It is a pleasure. Anytime I can get you know, notoriety for this program and these players, it just puts them again in a better position to succeed. And we really appreciate everything that you have done. You know, there's nights it's long drives, you got a long drive home, it's crappy weather out, and you may have to stand outside and do things. So, you know, we really appreciate everything that you do, not only for the program but for these young men.
Oh, well, it's always a pleasure, Ed. And again, we'll talk again soon, and have a good one.
You as well. Go Packers.